introduction, then we don't have to say anything anymore all day. You ready? Hello, this is NY Bill, and I'm with
Marshall.
Kim?
Say your nick. Come on.
Nobody Thiru.
Benny, Navigium, whatever.
We should have been recording that. So we already introduced ourselves, so you do it now. This is the fifth part of the table. So.
Are you recording?
It's recording.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. You're a Spanish. I've heard about you. You're one of these people.
You have to introduce yourself. We already did it.
I'm Dave Morris.
And we were just talking about your badge. I thought it should go on here.
I have a badge that I made, bought from the Mad Lad people.
Yeah.
In Edinburgh. I think they're based in Edinburgh, actually. Bought it from Edinburgh. And Bill Chitts on Thursday was utterly amazed that it worked. Given
we should
my
take a picture of it.
Solder.
Yeah, it's like, I was going to say the size of an old American silver dollar, but what size is it over here? It's about an inch and a half round.
Yeah.
It's running LED, Hacker Public Radio goes across the LED, that's awesome.
That's it, and it's programmable too, so you can put any message you want. Three messages are 56 characters, which I think is pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so there you go.
So we just finished setting up the table.
Looking good.
We got the swag out. We got the sheet to sign. So you're gonna have to go out and get an interview later with someone.
I will.
All right, and we'll pass this thing around.
I will see what I can do.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Paul. Yeah. Like that. Here we go. Say something.
Something.
The table is finished.
We're ready to record.
That's it. 9 seconds. Oh. You ready?
Well, you're not recording me, are you?
Oh, he said to record you. I thought you wanted to record.
Just say hello.
Say who you are. Say hello.
Hello, hi. I'm Jared Ryan. I don't really have anything more to say than that. I intend to record something useful at some point.
Oh, you're gonna do? You're gonna put up a show?
Right, yeah, cool. I hope so.
Is this your first dog camp? Or?
My first one. Yeah.
It sounds like maybe an Irish accent.
I just came over.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we all, everybody at the table here had to, actually he's from Scotland, so everybody here had to come in, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we'll look for a show from you, man.
Good stuff.
What do you want me to say?
Well, I was just going to say I'm here with...
Oh, cool, okay. I wasn't sure if I meant to do an, this is Hacker Public Radio or something.
Yeah, do a bumper.
Oh, right, okay.
No, known from such podcasts.
No, okay. I just roped Dan into signing the HBR banners, and I said, do you want to talk while we're doing it, so...
Yes, we are talking while
this
we're
is
signing.
Live.
I am live signing the banner right now. I'm attempting to. This is quite a lot of pressure, actually. There you go.
That's the US one and the UK one.
There's a UK one as well. Okay.
Here we go.
That's totally illegible, but, you know, it is my signature.
We'll take pictures of this and I'll tell who everybody is.
Yes, definitely. All right. Thank you very much.
Hello. I'm here with...
Ollie Clark from the Full Circle podcast.
And we're doing it. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That was always
that was it. Oh, I'm saying we're doing another live signing. Method Dan just came by and that's him there.
Wow, yeah.
I stuck this in the middle of him. Just start talking while you're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm here crewing today. I'm crewing the whole weekend. It's good, actually. We've got over 200 people through the door today.
That's nice. Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So it's a great atmosphere. It's really busy. We've got a smaller area this year, but we're using it a bit better, more effectively. So, yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah, I heard there's a second event. Was that back in the planning? You knew about that second event, or were they springing on you?
No, we knew about it later on.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's going good.
All right, very cool.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well, Bill.
Hello, this is NY Bill, and I'm here with...
Scott Cole.
And he's been hanging around the HPR table for a good 10 minutes now, asking all about it, and I think we could look forward to a show from him in the future, possibly, maybe?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, you're talking about at least the sort of hacking community, which is varied from very technical sort of insight through to... as you said, what's inside your bag and whatever
that. It's a full spectrum, but it's always interesting to hear like what people come up with. Yeah. So how are you enjoying Odd Camp?
It's the first Odd Camp I've been to, actually. I live local, just about a mile away.
Mm.
So it seems kind of rude not to come along to it. And a few friends had mentioned that it was a very unique sort of gathering and a nice sort of open community to... To come along. So here I am, like, but yeah, enjoying it.
Very good.
Enjoying the fluid nation of it.
So now that you've talked on here, we won't rope you in for a show for this year. You're out of the. Yeah. Anytime you want to put up an HPR, it's there for you, Mel.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I've just been involved with a community bank called Space Bank, which is it's been set up for about 2006, mm-hmm. and a guy from Brooklyn called Fran Illich set it up within the context of the sixth declaration of the Lacandon Jungle, so part of the Zapatista cultural movement. Mm-hmm. So it's a community investment bank with its own floating digital currency called the Digital Material Sunflower. So it basically provides a context for an open community to progress material things, whether that's radio shows, magazines. We have our own stock exchange called the Brooklyn Stock Exchange.
Interesting, yes.
So the where we have commodities ranging from agricultural products in terms of solidarity with Zapatista movement to do with cocoa and coffee, corn, alongside things like a publishing house as well that we have. Mm-hmm. So I suppose on a very simple basis, like to do with, say, publishing a book, is that the book will get produced and then people will be given information that they can invest and will have a number of shares that people can buy. So in simple terms, that means you buy a few books if you want to, or you reinvest that in terms of how well that book's going to do out in the market, so to speak. So yeah, it's trying to kind of maintain an ecology whereby there's a generation of value and exchange of value that is recognized through an alternate economic system.
Interesting. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is one of our coins.
Oh, you have physical coins
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're
very
trying
cool.
to kind of manifest over different platforms, and obviously in physical world's another platform to do that. So yeah, it's that's 100 digital material sunflowers, and that's probably worth at the moment about just over 30 pence. I don't know what that is in euro. So we've got a currency converter on the Apple currency converter. It's not pegged to the dollar, so to speak. There's a range of other metrics that we use to gain some transparency over the system, the money system. Yeah, it's to do with like Google Analytics, those sort of things, in terms of how websites on our host are being, you know, evaluated by Google, that sort of thing. So.
Very interesting. All right, so nice to talk to you, and we'll see.
Yeah.
This would fit right in with an HPR. I'm sure you could put up an episode with more details. So. Okay, thanks.
Because apparently I'm the next one in line.
Yeah,
because he gets.
I see you. Gotcha.
Oh, we're recording now.
So we are recording now.
Apparently.
Look, there's numbers going.
Yeah.
I finally got through to grab the microphone, but I'm still standing here.
I'm talking.
I found another American.
Yes, we met in a bar last night. I've talked to you online before.
Yeah.
I'm Gio Sparta or George Dasher. And I've been working crew for the last 2 years.
I remember you from last year.
Yes, and then in 2011 I was just a bystander. But people like Ajaz Muhammad have convinced me to work crew, so now I'm running all over the place. But it's cool.
It's fun to be here.
Yes, it is. I like being here. It's good. Even though I'm jet lag and almost ready to collapse. In fact, Tony's been taking pictures of me like all over the place. Like he'll take a normal picture and then he'll take a picture of me like up against somebody's leg or against the wall, like collapse somewhere.
I remember
so
the pictures from
last
year.
So before and after one. Now this is before and after. He's got a nice picture outside of the cathedral coming into the glass. He positioned himself. He says, "You got to come outside with me." I sit outside, I have to crawl into a corner. He's got to take the exact same picture again, but with me in a corner, you have to spot the difference. Look for the man collapsed.
Yeah. But that's quite a few hours for you, both
yes.
you guys.
Yeah, so I flew into Glasgow, drove down with Jazz. You know, everybody drives on the wrong side of the road here, so I got confused.
Probably not the best thing to drive when you're jet-lagged.
There's no way I'm going to drive here. I'm going to kill somebody if I drive here.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly yourself.
Possibly me and many other people.
So. Yeah, don't want to do that.
Yeah. So
sounds like between the two of us, we've covered every odd camp. I mean, we keep a U.S. presence
here. We're trying to keep a U.S. presence.
Yes, yeah, so we'll continue this.
Keeping a foothold in here. But, yeah, I'm a Linux Mint guy. I've been doing Mint and Zuse for the longest time. I'm originally from New York. I live in Jacksonville, Florida right now. I work for a large bank, but I shouldn't mention their name.
Okay. Yeah. There's all sorts of Linux guys here. I mean, I'm Arch guy.
Arch guy? Yeah, I like Arch. I always have such a vestige time with Arch, so I usually abandon it pretty fast.
Drew's probably on his second Arch update of the day. Knowing him.
Well, the when I first started using Arch back in the day, there was no repos for it. Mm. So I gave up on it pretty quickly when I was compiling everything by hand. So I was like, I abandoned it and went back to Zuse pretty fast.
Mm. Yeah, it's come a long way since then.
Yes. Yes, it has. I have yet to use it again since
then. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, all Arch people. Eventually I'll come back, maybe.
Oh, they all do.
Yeah, I've been actually liking Mint. I didn't think I would like Mint. And about 2 years ago, some guy got... I'm not really an Ubuntu person, but they were like, you really got to try Mint. And I tried Mint because I was trying to do... I was actually trying to set up a media center. And I didn't want to use Ubuntu, so I just basically went towards Mint, which is kind of Ubuntu, but not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same, but different.
I don't like the... it's me. I don't like the little biosphere that comes in.
It's Ubuntu, and then it's all the rest, and we do it our way, and yeah.
I kind of like LXD, and I kind of like, you know, Basic GNOME, or Cinnamon's not bad, too.
Yeah.
I do that. But, yeah, I'm kind of sticking with Mate or LXD, something lightweight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Guess who I found?
Hey,
Mr. Dick Turpin.
It's me.
How you doing, pal?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's good. It's always fun here.
See, now it's how you intended to interview me, but now I've suddenly started to interview you.
Did you want
to
hold this?
What about the microphone?
Yeah, you can interview me because I run out of questions. Go. You got a question for me?
So, yeah. You. You how many people have you interviewed so far?
I think we're up to about maybe 8 to 12.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I got to get some of these guys out behind the table. Timmy and Dave Morris and Navi Gamer hanging behind.
So. Okay. So, cool. Have you managed to get to any talks yet, or do you intend
no,
to get to any?
I'm in the hallway track at the moment, so
right.
That happens.
Right.
Yeah. See, I've run out of questions.
and I've dried up for some strange reason.
No, This always happens. You and I could talk for 2 hours, but if I turn on a microphone, what happens?
Well, no. I think for me, I have to sort of like be prepared for it. I think that's sort of, you know. So like when you suddenly whip your thing out and say, "Defense, having a go on this," like
this has been coined kind of Ken Fallon style. So it's like kamikaze microphone, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just the way we track your people down.
Yeah. No, it's always good at Odd Camp. I've been to everyone so far. It's really good. I come more for meeting people than the talks and anything. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's our international lug meeting.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, as we've said before, and when I say we, obviously I mean Matt and myself. It's an opportunity to see in the flesh those people that pretty much you speak to on a daily basis.
Yep.
So it's that old, they were coining that old phrase of putting a face to a name.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
And you're probably sorry we put our faces to our names. I'm not as pretty as you thought I was.
Well, unfortunately, I'd met you once before, so... A couple of times before.
So, you can't get rid of me.
No. In fact, you seem to be here more than you do back in your own country.
You guys are fun. So cool. Maybe you want to give your URL for your...
If you want to check out our show, it's the URL's dead easy. It's tdtrs.co.uk.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much.
Good to get you on mic.
Right. Hello. Hello, how's old camp been for you so far?
It's been a little stressful. So I am John the Nice Guy. I write the talk scheduling software that they use here.
Yep.
And had a little bit of a moment where it all broke on me first thing this morning.
Oh no.
And I came out of a talk that I'd just finished giving and was collared by just about everyone that was around, who was sort of saying, why haven't any of the talks been scheduled for the next slot? So that was fun.
Yeah, I think the guys here were looking to see what was on and there wasn't a lot happening.
Yeah, so, yeah. I made a bit of a mistake there. But, you know, it's coding, and ultimately coding is iterative. And, you know, you find a mistake and you fix it and...
it's all better now.
It's all better now. And then, you know, the next time round, when you decide that it's all worthless and you're going to tear it all down and start again from scratch, you know where all the mistakes were that you made last time. So you try and avoid them.
But anything you're looking forward to?
So I'm looking forward to the live show. Obviously, last year the live show was replaced by a quiz, which, you know, all fairness to Pete and Matt, they did a good job of the test, but obviously it wasn't what people were expecting. So it's good to see a return to form this year with the live show being put on again. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the raffle tomorrow because I'm determined to win something.
I've spent the fortune, so I better win something.
I don't care if you want that Nexus 7. It's mine. It's mine. 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 You know, or perhaps someone else's, but preferably mine. So I'm hoping to do at least another talk.
Yes.
But I'm not entirely sure on what or when, but I'm going to do another talk, I think. And yeah, hopefully I won't have my talk scheduling software break again. That would be nice.
Well, as far as I've seen, it's been pretty solid. I haven't managed to see any of the talks yet. I did have a brief look at the schedule, but I'm hoping to get out and have a look later on.
It's been actually really, really nice having people come up to me and say, you know, really, really liking the look of the scheduling software. Was that you? Did you write that? It's like, no, I've just used the front end is based on jQuery mobile, and so people kind of are really enjoying kind of looking at that. But I was very fortunate in the front end stuff was written by someone else for me as well. So on top of the fact that it's not my framework on the front end, it's also not my coding, which is probably why that bit works. But you know, on the back end stuff, you know, that's all my code, or you know, 99% of my code, and I'm really proud of that code because that it works.
It does work. It works well, and a couple of other events have used it as well, haven't they?
So not many events have used it. I'm currently trying to, for want of a better phrase, pimp it out for other shows to other events to use it. If you're hosting an event, HPR land, and you want to use the talk scheduling software, please get in touch with me, john@sprig.gs, sprig.gs, or John the Nice Guy, JONTHENICEGUY. I hope you got that over the background noise here. So feel free to...
That's an open source project as well.
Absolutely. It's hosted on GitHub. So it's github.com/campfiremanager/CFM2 is the URL to get that from. I really need to do an HPR about it at some point. Although, to be fair, I made exactly the same statement to Ken last year.
You owe me a show, Ken Fowler.
Yeah, he may have said something along those lines. So I need to do a show on that. But with any luck, you know, I did get some interest from another event that we're going to use it. That's due to be on in a couple of weeks, and I've not really heard anything about it. So hopefully they've decided to use it, and it's working so well that they haven't needed to ask for any help with it.
Well, you've obviously got a patch you need to submit to them from this morning.
Well, indeed, and I was live coding last night as well, just a fraction here or there. But yeah, you know, on the whole, it's a really good product. And to be honest, I mean, I'm really, really glad that they use it at Odd Camp, because it's yet another thing that kind of sets Odd Camp apart from other conferences, you know. And for all the fact that, yeah, I've I've had issues with Odd Camp, with Campfire Manager, not Odd Camp. I've not had issues with Odd Camp. Just want to make that clear. I've had issues with Campfire Manager, but they've never been insurmountable. And you know, they're really quite tiny issues in the grand scheme of things. It's just kind of, obviously, as the creator of the application, you know, you feel a bit under the cosh when it's all gone wrong. But yeah, so looking forward to seeing some other conferences using Campfire Manager, and I would be glad to help out anyone who's planning on running it. So. But yeah,
that's good to know. It's always easier to use if you know there's someone you can go and ask for help.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think the thing that's kind of most important for me is that when it's used, obviously, because I wrote it for what was initially a very, very tight spec, you know, it was only really initially to be used here. It's very comforting knowing that someone else is using it, because it proves that it works for other people. And what I'm hoping is that there'll be some other guys here that, you know, there'll be some other people that use it and they'll find issues with it, you know, as you're bound to when you pick up a project and use someone else's product. There's bound to be issues in it, but ultimately by working on that project as a community of people that use Campfire Manager, we end up with a better product and something that hopefully will be useful for more people. And that's really kind of key for me, is that more people get to use it.
Yeah. More people use it, the better everything gets.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
No worries at all. I hope you're having a good time here at Odd Camp.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot other than set the fee here, but I'm going to go find some pizza. I'm not seeing this pizza flying around.
Yes, there's pizza. I have seen people eating it, so therefore it must be true. It's not like cake.
Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of Odd Camp.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the interview.
Cheers.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.